Security analyst Adeep Sani has been commenting on the current security situation in Kumasi. He described the recent incidents as dangerous, adding that it could degenerate into a conflict situation and undermine the peace if not handled tactfully. Mr. Sani believes this is very important given that the country is in an election year. He suggests a long-term approach to citizen-police relations by exposing the police to human rights laws besides regular training.
It's a very dangerous student, if not well taken care of, has the tendency to degenerate into a wider security situation. According to security analysis, usually conflicts start when a group of people feel undermined or oppressed or feel their rights have been taken away from them. So they would need one mobilizer in conflict analysis, someone to urge them, to organize them to fight back. So with what is happening at the moment, if one person mobilizes them, it can result into a full-blown conflict situation. Aside from that, you see, in Ghana, the police-civilian population, I mean, ratio is about one police officer to about 700 Ghanaians. That means the police cannot work in isolation. They need information, of course, the services of the ordinary people from the communities in which
it was not necessary to
protect them from harm, or rather harming them. Worst case scenario, we can even have situations where the communities have a criminal element. So by losing faith in state institutions, people also take the loss into their own hands, not to justify, but you cannot always take the human element out of the human beings.
Yes, Ms. Annie, as a security analyst, in a situation like this, police, citizens, you know, people seem not to sort of understand each other on the issues that are coming out. And like you said, very dangerous if not taken care of properly. What can the police do? What must the police do?
There are two things they can do. Number one is to improve their training on not just the combat role they play in nipping in the bad criminal elements, but they should do more training on human rights, because in implementing your mandate as a security agency, you should also take into cognizance the fact that there are some inalienable rights that are guarded, that are very important to us as a people. So they should be trained, sensitivity training. And the normal circumstances, you are not in any way supposed to hit a suspect. It is